VMRN, Voice Marketing Radio Network. Welcome to eBay Radio's top-rated seller hour with your host, Griff.
And this segment is brought to you by ShipStation. Wherever you sell, however you ship, there's plenty of information out there about how to grow your business on eBay, but for doing the opposite, there's not so much. Brandy Tolley is known on eBay as Buy Big From Brandy. That's buy underscore big underscore from underscore Brandy. She's found that there are times when you actually need to downsize your business on eBay, and she's here now to tell us what those steps are. Brandy, what's the best way to handle this in communicating with your...
Wait a minute, before I ask that question, though, I realize,
Brandy, what are some of the reasons why someone might want to downsize their business?
Some of the reasons that I found, and again, my eBay business is just me. I don't have anyone else working for me. But sometimes, like, the summer's coming up, so things with kids come up. You know, if your kids are going to be home all summer, there's really a chance that you're not going to have the time to devote to your eBay business. So that would be one reason you want to downsize for a few months. Maybe you've had some sort of illness or a death in the family or someone that you're now taking care of. In my situation right now, I've got some good friends who have had a traumatic injury to one of their family members, and they have a big family to take care of, so they've asked me to step in and run their businesses. So I've put my eBay business on the back burner because there's another opportunity for me to help somebody else, which is something I'm passionate about. So my eBay business is now on the back burner, but it's still running and doing so very minimally. But I found some great tips and kind of written them all down, and I think they're things that are important for someone else that may actually find themselves in a similar situation sometime.
So are there any apps that come in handy?
Yeah, those.
Actually, you know, the first thing I want to just tell everybody is I think communication is so important. So with these communicating with potential buyers, because you're slowing things down, there's a good chance you've taken all your auctions, you're not listing auctions, just doing what I would do would be to have just your eBay store up and running. And so you've got your listings there for people to come in. But if people have questions, you want to make sure that you're able to communicate with them and to do it efficiently and to do it quickly and to make sure that you're still letting them know that even though you've downsized, you still really care about their business. So I always use my messages, and I make sure that I have all of my everything enabled on my iPhone. So when those messages come through, I get a little pop-up on it. So I know that, okay, I have a new message. I need to take a minute. I need to answer, and I need to take care of my customers. And another thing that I know, especially with me, because my business is, it's been going for 14 years now, sometimes you need to set up a new email address, because there's times where your emails don't come through necessarily because you have 3,000 emails sitting in your inbox, because you've had your email account for so long. So it's always okay to set up a new email address and make sure you link that with your PayPal account to make sure you are getting all the messages if you don't have a smartphone and you're not able to get those messages through My Messages. But what you asked about apps, yes, I always have, of course, the eBay app and the PayPal app are huge. And again, you want to make sure that when you have a smartphone and you are using those apps, you want to make sure your notification settings are on. You want to make sure that your volume is up when it can be so you can see when you have a best offer. There's nothing worse than someone submitting an offer for something that you have. And for those of you that don't know what I'm talking about, it's a best offer feature. When I set my eBay store up and I'm downsizing, I just have all my items available, and I use the best offer feature. So people can come in and make me an offer on something that I have. And I sell probably 90% of my items through the best offer feature. But you want to make sure you hear those offers when they come through on your smartphone or on your iPad or your tablet. And so you can get in there, you can counter offer. You're able to get all of those messages. And one of the really cool things now, for those of you that maybe don't use My Messages so much, you want to use My Messages, and you can actually respond to a question with an offer, which is awesome. So I had someone email me the other day through My Messages and say, hey, if I bought five packages of these, what's the best price you can do, and can you combine shipping? So I was able to go ahead and open that up and submit an offer to them when they hadn't even made me an offer. They just had a question. So you go in and you send them an offer, and it goes right through, and then they can accept that, which is something fairly new that eBay has added, which is awesome. So make sure you're using those apps. The other one I use is the GoDaddy Bookkeeping, and that's an application through my eBay. It's kind of like QuickBooks, only it's a lot easier to understand. And I use that so I can track and see at any point in the day how my sales are, where I'm at with my profit and loss statement, how things are going. So those are all apps I highly recommend that people use.
So we're speaking with Brandy, and she's known on eBay as Buy Big from Brandy. And we're talking about the times in a person's, in an eBay seller's life, when you need to downsize your business on eBay, but you still want to keep your business, but for some reason in your life, death in the family, whatever, you have to slow your business down a little bit, downsize it a little bit, but still keep it. And that's what she's talking about right now.
So there's some other tools that I found that work really well, especially for kind of getting the most bang for your buck. So the time that you are able to spend on eBay, you want to make sure that you're obviously taking it full advantage of that time. So if you have a selling manager or selling manager pro, there's a couple things that you can use outside of putting your store on vacation. Because if you do that, let's face it, you're not going to be making any money. So my absolute best advice is to keep your store open, just tone it down, get rid of your auctions, and then pay attention to people. Make sure you're communicating, using your apps. Use these eBay tools. So go to Manage Promotions. They've got all of these new options that you can use. And my best advice would be to make sure you're using some sort of promotion at all times. Whether you use Markdown Manager to run a sale that runs 1 month, or you can use these things called codeless coupons, or you can do a shipping discount or an order discount. So these are all things that if people go in and let's say they see something that they like, maybe they want to add like an upsell onto their order, you can set it up to where they can receive a percentage off their shipping, or maybe they can get free shipping if they order over $50, or you set everything up. And by offering these sales, I found that by me doing very little work, just kind of maintaining the business, if I always have some sort of promotion on, I am still selling constantly. Not as much as I would if I was really working the business, but it just kind of sits there on the back burner and people are still buying. So that's really important to use those eBay tools that they offer.
So communication is everything.
Right.
You're using My Messages a lot with the pop-ups on your iPhone. You're using some eBay tools. What's your marketing strategy when you're downsizing your business?
So I found that it kind of goes with communication. You have to make sure you let people know that you're still out there. So as long as you're following through with the sale, so every invoice still has a cute little note at the bottom that says, thanks so much for your purchase and sign your name. But outside of that kind of communication through email, marketing through Pinterest is huge right now. People go on and they post pictures of their items. They have their own board set up. I can't tell you how many people have found my store, and I use the Pinterest app on my phone and my iPad, but I've been able just to add new products through Pinterest. I also share a lot with Facebook, so people can go and they can follow me on Facebook, my business on Facebook.
Do you put all of your listings on, excuse me, honey, do you put all of your listings on Pinterest or just some?
Just some. I like to put kind of the quirky things, the things that maybe people wouldn't necessarily see on Pinterest. For example, when I get a new shipment of colored men's underwear, that's something you don't always think you'd see on Pinterest. So guess what? I put it on Pinterest, and guess what? I sell a lot of it, a whole lot of it, because it's something kind of obscure. I mean, I'm not posting, you know, really pretty tattoos and nice dress shirts from, you know, Brooks Brothers. I'm posting unique things that people aren't, and let's face it, people are intrigued by those things because they're not used to seeing big men's underwear on Facebook. So they click on it, and then, or on Pinterest, I'm sorry. And when they click on it, then they see that I have a whole board of big and tall men's things with belts and wallets and, you know, clothing and swim trunks and colored underwear. It's fabulous. So make sure you check out those different tools that are available. Pinterest is great, Facebook for marketing. Get involved in different Facebook groups that have something to do with what you sell, because people are all the time on Facebook and they're looking for good deals as well. And then my last bit of advice is make sure that you're being as efficient as you can with your supplies. There's nothing worse than getting in, maybe you get a big surge of sales that you weren't expecting because you're marketing everything so well, and even though you're trying to kind of tone things down and scale back, you have all of these things that need shipped and you're out of supply. So I use the post office for everything, and there's actually an 800 number, and I didn't even think to write it down, but you can call this 800 number. It's available on the USPS.com website. you can call them and you can custom order all of the free supplies that you need, and they will deliver them to your door within seconds.
It is 1-800-610-8734. Again, that's 1-800-610-8734. That's the post office number.
Yeah, and so when you call them, just let them know. Say, hey, you know what? I use the flat rate bubble envelope a lot. I'd really like it if I could get 500 of them. And you know what? They'll ship them, and you'll have them all stacked up on your door within 7 days. Fabulous. So make sure you're efficient in ordering those supplies. And whether or not you use the post office or Tyvek that you order on eBay, make sure that you keep a list that you know. And I always, my philosophy has been, make sure that you have your business well enough organized that if something happens to you personally, that someone else can come in and figure out very quickly how to operate your business. They know where to find specific files. They know, you know, where phone numbers are and credit information and things that they may need to kind of solve problems. Because the worst thing that you ever want to do is have to email Griff and say, Griff, my mom had a stroke and, can you help us shut down her account? Make sure your business is, through whatever emergency it may be, is ready for someone to walk in and be able to quickly figure out how to kind of take control of that.
So quickly, when you're downsizing your business on eBay, you don't want to just let it dribble away to nothing. So you must still be listing a little bit, right?
Absolutely. And so that's what I do when I have 2 or 3 free hours. I'll list a few new things. But you can leave it be if you need to.
Depends on how many you have up there, I guess.
Exactly.
Yeah, absolutely. But if I've got if you've got a couple hundred, you're good to kind of float for a while. You're going to find that your sales are going to dwindle.
Brandy, thank you so much. It was great talking to you. We've missed you on the show, and thank you for sharing this information with us. This segment was brought to you by ShipStation, wherever you sell, however you ship. Up next, shipping strategies to save you time and money, right here on eBay Radio.
It's the 12th anniversary of eBay Radio, and we're celebrating with a 3-day party and conference at Bally's in Las Vegas, June 16th through the 18th, 2015. You'll learn the most up-to-date information on social selling, product sourcing, best business practices, and more. Our goal is to improve your success on eBay and learn about the changes happening in e-commerce. Register now at the early bird rate of $175 for all 3 information-packed days. Join us at ervegas.com, and remember, if it ain't fun, we ain't doing it.
Can you believe these markdowns? What a great deal.
I know. I always check their clearance rack. Sometimes I find something for me, and sometimes I find something perfect for my eBay store.
I didn't know you sell on eBay.
I sure do. Just last week, I shipped items to customers in Australia, Germany, and Brazil.
Well, how do you know what to sell?
I use my Terapeak mobile app. I just search for a few keywords, and Terapeak finds matching eBay sales. I can tell which sizes and styles sell best and what each garment is worth on eBay.
That's so clever. How did you hear about Terapeak?
I went to www.terapeak.com and signed up for a 7-day free trial. It's easy to get started, and they offer free training content.
Smart sellers use Terapeak, the leading eBay research solution. Sign up for your free trial today at terapeak.com. That's TERAPEAK.com. Selling on eBay can be complicated, but the right third-party tools and services can help. Check them out under the Seller Resources tab in the eBay Radio Archives. You'll find apps and information ranging from bookkeeping and financing to listing design, product sourcing, research, shipping, social media, and more. Visit the Seller Tools and Services page in the eBay Radio Archives. Seller Tools and Services, helping you succeed in your business on eBay.
If shipping were music, right now yours probably sounds like this. Wouldn't it be nice to go to shipping nirvana? Introducing ShipStation, a multi-channel solution no matter where you sell online. ShipStation streamlines your shipping process, taking you from shipping headache to shipping nirvana. Communicate more easily with customers. No more waiting in line at the post office. Eliminate copy and paste label nightmares. And give your scissors and tape dispenser a break. ShipStation lets you create up to 500 labels, even mixing and matching matching carriers without starting over or visiting several websites. No matter where you sell online or how long it currently takes you to pack and ship, ShipStation can save you time and money. Some customers are saving up to 10 minutes per package. So if you're tired of shipping headaches, join us in shipping nirvana. Visit ShipStation.com today. Your account is free for 30 days.